So let's bring in Rick Bright. He led the Trump administration's vaccine development effort. He resigned after a whistleblower complained saying his early warnings about the pandemic had been ignored. Rick, good to see you again. We should note, after the election, you briefly joined President Biden's COVID advisory board. What do you make of this new response plan announced today? Is it enough, do you think?
Jake, thanks for having me back on. Like many plans, they're just plans. It's a great start. I think there's some great points. I mean, it's surprising to see some of those points being rolled out as a new idea 2 years into a pandemic. I think the most important thing we need to see in America and across the world is action. We need to see leadership. We need to see coordination and coordinated action around the world. This Omicron variant, Jake, is a consequence of not having the world vaccinated soon enough. And we're going to continue seeing this until we put vaccine equity at the top of our list, not just donating a few doses or even a billion doses, but really putting the resources in place on the ground around the world to get those doses into arms, not on the tarmac, so we can stop this virus from mutating and coming into new variants and spreading around the world.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, experts like you have been saying if the United States and other countries didn't do more to immunize the entire world, this was what was going to happen, and now we are seeing it happening.